Throughout millennia, ancient civilizations around the globe left their mark on history, building supermassive structures that defy any illogical explanation. Our ancestors made sure to remain ever-present in history books by creating these precisely engineered megalithic structures for advanced purposes. We still lack the knowledge and understanding to discover today. We admire and research the incredible monuments built thousands of years ago, trying to answer some of the most important historical questions. How did civilization develop? How did they manage to transport massive stones weighing up to 100 tons? And why are so many monuments similar in design yet in continents that weren't connected in any way? But perhaps the most critical question we have failed to address is, what if there was a higher purpose to these ancient structures, and what if these remarkable monuments were placed not randomly, but strategically positioned around the globe? There's clearly a connection between all of these pyramids and megalithic structures scattered around the planet. Perhaps the only explanation is that an advanced global civilization once ruled over the entire planet and built all of these pyramids and megaliths, which were most likely some kind of energy transmitters utilizing the energy of Earth's grid. If you take a look at the world map and look at the position of all of these significant ancient monuments, you'll notice that most of them can easily be connected with straight lines, almost as if the ancient builders used advanced forms of geometry and mathematical equations and carved them in stone. To this day, not a single scientist knows who built the pyramids of Giza and what their real purpose is. There are zero clues suggesting the pyramids were even made by ancient Egyptians, since they're not mentioned in any Egyptian text. No Egyptian hieroglyphs were found at the pyramids, and no mummies either. In fact, there aren't even any footmarks from flame torches inside the pyramids, meaning that whoever built the pyramids used a different source of lighting, perhaps electrical. Recent evidence suggests that the pyramids of Giza are considerably older than previously thought, perhaps built by some lost ancient civilization far more advanced than anything we could ever imagine. How are all of these massive monuments around the world erected, and how did these ancient people manage to place the Great Pyramid of Giza at the exact center of all landmass on Earth? Did you know that the east-west parallel that crosses the most land and the north-south meridian that crosses the most land intersect in two places on the Earth, one in the ocean and the other at the Great Pyramid of Giza? How is this possible without the ability to fly and circumnavigate the globe? People from that era shouldn't have even known that they are living on a globe, let alone build precisely centered structures. The pyramids, specifically those at Giza, are incredible achievements which couldn't be possible without an advanced understanding of geometry, astronomy, physics, and mathematics, all combined to form monuments that have stood the test of time. The weight of the Great Pyramid of Giza is estimated at 5,955,000 tons. If we multiply that number by 10 to the 8th power, we get a reasonable estimate of the Earth's mass. Another shocking fact is that the coordinates of the Great Pyramid exactly match the unit. Measuring the speed of light. How can anyone even explain that if we were to recreate the Great Pyramid of Giza? Today we would have difficulties doing so despite our knowledge and machinery. This fact alone makes the pyramids of Giza a true ancient marvel. We don't want to take away credit to the ancient men who built incredible structures, but did they really manage this with sticks and stones, or as some authors suggest, did they possess far more advanced technology than we are willing to accept? We can't help to wonder if there is a slight chance that ancient cultures all over the world are somehow connected, or perhaps were governed by beings whose influence reached the entire planet beings. The ancients called gods who came from the stars. What else can explain the mass building of countless ancient sites that look extremely similar in design and architecture, and perhaps had a similar purpose, almost as if every single culture on our planet felt the need to place massive monuments in specific locations? Many researchers wonder if it is possible that these ancient monuments were not randomly placed but were aligned perfectly with great precision for a higher purpose. We still haven't discovered. This geographical alignment between ancient sites built thousands, if not tens of thousands of years ago, tells us how sophisticated this ancient civilization or civilizations actually were. These ancient sites not only align with themselves, but they also align with star constellations as mentioned in one famous documentary. It seems that there is a forgotten rule that dictates the more ancient, the more precise. the more ancient, the more similar. The correlation of ancient sites with star constellations can be found anywhere. You'll only have to look at the pyramids of Giza, Atlanta, Tumbu, Nazca Lines, Easter Island, and many others. To cite this breathtaking connection that tells an incredible story, ignored by millions. You won't read about these alignments in history books. Can the placements of these sites be attributed to mere coincidence? Were these sites placed randomly by the ancients, or is it possible that the ancient civilizations of the Egyptians, Maya, Olmec, Inca, and others that existed before them were guided or governed by more intelligent beings who instructed and helped them to place their cities, temples, and monuments on specific locations on the surface of the Earth, creating an incredible global connection that has only recently been discovered by researchers? According to the ancients, all of the great monuments they created were either built by the gods or built for them. Why would the ancient civilizations give the credit for these sophisticated monuments to the gods if they were built by simple humans? The Romans never gave credit for their aqueducts, colosseums, temples, and roads to the gods. They were proud to be the inventors of such sophisticated creations, and the Romans, as advanced as they were for their time, could never build anything of the scale of the Pyramid of Giza, let alone at the scale of the Bosnian Pyramid, which is perhaps the largest pyramid of the world. If you haven't watched our documentary on the Bosnian Pyramid, you can find the link in the comments below, or in the top right corner. As for the enigmatic positioning and alignment of the ancient monuments, there are two theories that may explain this mystery. The first theory suggests that the spiritual connection of Earth is held together inside by a tetrahedron of energy, and that the pyramids are located at the point where the tetrahedron meets with the Earth's surface. This could explain precisely why the pyramids on Earth are located in their exact positions, as a way to amplify and harness the spiritual energies of the planet. The tetrahedron is known as a closed isometric crystal form and utilized in crystal field theory as the second most common complex, where four molecules formed a tetrahedral around a metal ion, which has been used to account for some magnetic properties of transition metal complexes. In other words, the tetrahedral symmetry of the Earth's magnetic field might account for a pyramid location around the world. Geomagnetic anomalies, like the Sedona Vortex, the Zone of Silence, the Bermuda Triangle, and the Devil's Triangle, have sparked further research in an attempt to discover why these areas across the globe behave the way they do. The other theory points towards the so-called Earth grid, and suggests the pyramids were used to generate free energy from the planet. This theory maintains that the ancients purposely constructed their monuments on specific energy lines that, when mapped and connected, create a significant pattern, forming a sort of energy web. The whole idea is that the Earth is like a huge crystal where the energy floats around through little modules. Energy paths intersect and move all over the world. In fact, before the Earth grid theory came into existence thousands of years ago, an ancient Greek philosopher took the first steps to identify specific locations on Earth. Plato was one of the first to propose the basic structure of the Earth evolved from geometric shapes, known today as Platonic solids. What Plato did was extremely interesting because he described the Earth as being created from 12 pentagonal faces and 20 vortices on the surface. When you take all of them, join them, and go on the map and mark them, you'll realize that there are geometric formations that appear among them. Everything becomes connected. In fact, Plato wrote that there was a world soul, which he described as a sphere that was composed of 120 equal identical triangles. He said the world is indeed a living being endowed with a soul and intelligence, a single visible living entity containing all other living entities which by their nature are all related. Today, as science is continuously evolving, many researchers and scientists believe that Plato may have been correct, and one of them was Nikola Tesla. Tesla planned to use the Earth's energy and transfer it wirelessly using his devices. Based upon a series of experiments conducted between 1888 and 1907, Tesla concluded that the Earth is an excellent electrical conductor. He believed an electric current could be transferred to distances of thousands of miles without any decrease in the current. He also found that Earth's naturally existing electrical charge can be made to oscillate. He said when wireless is fully applied, the Earth will be converted into a huge brain capable of response in every one of its parts. Apparently, ancient humans knew about this principle and applied it successfully thanks to our science and technology. Today we are aware of the electromagnetic field and certain energies that reside in the Earth, but thousands of years ago. How could the ancients have known this? Evidently, they not only knew about these energies, but they also knew how to harness them by placing their monuments in specific locations, which can then harness the Earth's energy grid. This was practiced everywhere on the planet, from America to Europe to Africa and Asia, and even in Antarctica, where we can find many traces of advanced lost civilizations. Another fascinating alignment is the Great Circle alignment. Ancient sites like Easter Island, Nazca Lines, Atlanta, Tambo, and the Pyramids of Giza are all aligned on a single Great Circle. There is a remarkable connection among ancient structures that is indicative of a far greater meaning than we are aware of. If that's not enough to make you wonder, then what about the incredible alignments of ancient structures with star constellations? For at least 10,000 years, human beings have been observing the movement of the stars, studying the heavens, constructing calendars, and erecting monuments to track the precession of the constellations and heavenly bodies across the sky. Many ancient cultures share the belief that we came from the stars. Perhaps that's why a great amount of time, effort, and energy has been put into the study of the celestial bodies from ancient times right up through today. Several constellations and stars have played an important role in ancient mysteries and mythologies surrounding the celestial origins of our species. In the places where these legends emerge, we find structures that correlate with the position of these stars and constellations. What were our ancient predecessors trying to tell us with this information? The constellation of Orion is one of the most prominent and recognizable constellations in the sky, as its location on the celestial equator allows it to be seen all over the planet. We know from ancient Egyptian texts, which are among the oldest religious writings in the world, that the Egyptians believed that the gods descended from the belt of Orion and from Sirius in the form of humanoid beings. The three pyramids at Giza are some of the most mysterious, perplexing, and magnificent ancient structures in the world. Together, they demonstrate the concept of sacred alignment as they form a precise three-dimensional map of the stars in the belt of Orion onto the ground. Their size and placement also take into account both the visible brightness and location of the stars within Orion's belt. As the two larger pyramids are lined up perfectly with the constellation. Located in the highlands of central Mexico, 35 miles northeast of present-day Mexico City, lies the ruins of the ancient city of Teotihuacan, another marvel of the ancient world, with ties to star constellations. The city was one of the largest in the world. At its peak, with an approximate population of 150,000 to 200,000 people, its origins are a complete mystery. And no one knows who built it. It was made by hand more than 1,000 years before the arrival of the Aztecs in central Mexico. Like many sacred sites from the ancient world, the structures at Teotihuacan are also constructed mirroring celestial alignments. The Teotihuacan complex contains three pyramids, two larger and one smaller, precisely aligned with the belt of Orion and boasting an evident similarity to the layout of the pyramids at Giza. Another interesting thing about Teotihuacan is the fact that it depicts our solar system with great precision. Also, some people believe that the site is remarkably similar to a computer circuit board. Almost all of the ancient structures around the world align with the stars, starting from the pyramids of Giza going all the way to Mexico and the ancient city of Teotihuacan, going north to the layout of the ancient Native American Hopi villages in the American Southwest. The natural structure of the three mesas mirrors the three stars in the belt of Orion, and it was said that this is why the Hopi chose to settle in this location. And all the way to northern England and the stone burrow hinges a Neolithic landscape. Complex dating to 3500 BC also aligns with the constellation. The same can be said about the Jian Pyramid in China, another marvel of the ancients. It's evident that we are missing a vital part of our history. The ancients were far more advanced than we think. Do you believe a global civilization used to exist on Earth, influencing every continent? What do you think is the explanation of why all of these ancient monuments are so similar in their makeup and architecture? Let us know your theories in the comments below. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button, and if you're new, press subscribe and the bell next to it for future notifications.